There's a word in the English language, and that word might be destroying your life. It's possible that word is ruining your life. How come? How is that possible? How does a word ruin your life? How can a word ruin your life? Well, let me explain. Before I tell you the word, you have to understand that words shape our thoughts and actions. You really have to understand how powerful words are, because they can drive your action, they can influence your thoughts and emotions. So like what you say, you have to be careful about what you say, because what you say can affect your life, because the words we choose can either empower us or become barriers to our success. They can put limitations on our progress. The words we choose can either help us realize our potential or stop any possibility for growth. The words we choose can affect the way we think, the way we feel, and ultimately the way we live our lives. So we have to be really careful about what we say, because that is going to affect what we think. And what we think is going to influence what we do. So what's this one word that's so powerful? Well, you might think I'm joking when I tell you the word, but really and seriously, you have to think about this word. What's the word? But. I just said it, actually. B-U-T. Why is this word so powerful? Or why is this word so dangerous? Well, I'll tell you why. Let me give you a simple example. Have you ever thought about like how the word but negates everything that comes before it? Like, you can say a lot of stuff and then but. It just negates. It makes everything before it sound negative or impossible. Like you say, I want to go for a run, but it's raining outside, so I'm not going. I want to do my homework, but I'm tired, so I'm not going to do it. So whenever you say but, it immediately cancels what comes before it or what is said. Like if I say, your English is really good, but you need to work on your pronunciation. It's like, it's negative, you know. And mentally, whenever you say that to someone, they don't take it as a compliment. They don't think you said something nice. Imagine you go to your friend's house and you say, oh my God, your house is so nice, but it's small. They will think, what? It's like criticism, and it cancels what comes before it. It doesn't come across as a compliment or something positive or something nice that you said. The funniest or the most dangerous one will be if you tell someone that you want to marry, oh yeah, you are so nice and I want to marry you, but, oh my God, not good, right? But here's the crazy part. The crazy part is, forget about other people. We say this to ourselves all the time. We use the word but all the time, and it creates a lot of limitations on our abilities, guys. Like, I want to learn English, but I don't have time. You see? So we're going to talk about this tiny word and how it can create self-imposed limitations, how it can stop you from realizing your dreams or achieving your goals. So mentally speaking, this word is actually just another way of making an excuse when you don't want to do something. You just say, yeah, I really want to do that, but I don't have time, but I am busy. You're immediately canceling the plan or what you're trying to do. And it's really, really dangerous, especially if it relates to big goals or big plans that you have for your future. And let me tell you a story, and I'm going to try to not gossip because gossiping is not a good thing. But let's say I have a friend, and I told this friend about a passive income opportunity. A passive income opportunity is, if you know the word income, you know, making money. Passive is like money that you make on the side. It's not your main job. Passive income is money that is made when you're not actively working. You are passively working. Let's say you have a car and you don't use this car a whole lot. And your friend needs a car. And you rent your car to your friend. You say, hey, you know, you can have my car for a week. And you charge your friend like $30 a day. In 1 week, what do you make? Like maybe $200, right? That money is passive income because you're not actively working. That's why it's called passive income. And actually, a lot of people make a lot of really good money with passive income. And because there are a lot of passive income opportunities, especially in the United States and Canada. And if you are in the US or in Canada, please keep listening because I'm going to tell you a really good passive income opportunity. If you have some cash you don't know what to do with, you can earn money passively by using this app. If you have some cash and you don't know what to do with it, you can actually earn passive income by using your money, buying something that I'm going to tell you about, and make money on the side. But let's go back to the word. Why was I talking about the word but? Well, I was going to tell you this story. Let's say I have a friend and I was telling my friend about this income opportunity, right? Hey, you know, this is a really good passive income opportunity. If you download this app, you can create an account and put your car on this app, which I'm going to tell you about. It's actually a rental car opportunity. Like if you have, let's say, $10,000, especially if you're living in the US or in Canada and you want to make some money on the side, then this is a really good opportunity for you. So what you do is you buy a car and you list your car on this app, and people find your car in the city and they book your car just like a rental car. They will come and pick up the car, and when they are finished with their trip, they bring it back. And you can put the price on the car, like you can put how much you want to charge daily. It's a really good passive income opportunity. And so imagine you're telling your friend about this app and you say, you need to download this app, create an account with your email, and obviously you're going to put your password and follow the steps on the app, you know. Imagine you say this to your friend and your friend says, oh my God, yeah, I really want to do that. I need some extra money, you know, but I have this one big problem. I don't know my email password. What? Isn't that crazy? Like, I actually really, really need money, but I don't know my password to create an account to make money. Isn't that crazy, guys? Actually, a lot of us think like this. And if you are one of those people, you are putting limitations on yourself. Because, of course, the opportunities don't always knock on your door. You have to go out there and create the opportunities. And sometimes the opportunities show up, but you still need to take action. You have to go out there and do something about it without making excuses,
without creating limitations for yourself,
imposing limitations on yourself. Like, imagine saying, I want to make money with this incredible app.
I'm really, really serious about this. I want to do it.
But, you know, I don't know my password. It's like, I really, really want to travel around the world, or I really want to go visit another country, but I don't have a passport. Well, get a passport, you know? Like,
why do you put these limitations on yourself?
I mean, think about it. How many times you use this word daily, and how this word stops you from achieving your dreams, from realizing your potential. And a lot of times you don't even say the word, you think the word. In your head, you make a decision and you automatically cancel the decision with a but in your head. So you need to replace the word but with and. I want to visit another country, and to do that, I need to get a passport. I actually want to earn money with this really good passive income opportunity with this app, and I'm going to create an account. I'm going to put my email and password. As simple as that. And so if you're the kind of person that's putting limitation on yourself by always saying but, you need to stop it right now. And if you are someone who lives in the US or Canada, and if you have some cash that you want to make some money with, and of course, if you're listening to this podcast, maybe you're also learning English, you are improving your English, this passive income opportunity actually will help you improve your English even more. And like I said before, it's a rental car opportunity. It's an app called Turo, T-U-R-O. If you go download this app, and if you have a nice car that you don't need, or if you have some money that you don't need, you can buy a nice car and you can list it on this app, and people will rent your car and you will be making money. You will be communicating with people, with your customers, with your guests. This will help you improve your communication skills in English, and it will help you. And on top of that, it will help you earn passive income. You could actually make around $1,000 to your pocket by renting your car. So check out Turo, T-U-R-O. And if you have any questions, message me on Instagram at The English Zone. If you have any questions, you don't know how to use the app, or if you want me to make another episode on how to use Turo. Seriously, it's a really good passive income opportunity. So don't put limitations on your abilities. Don't make excuses. If you want something, go out there and get it. Don't say, but.